Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in downtown Grand Rapids at 108 Monroe Center, which is the Old World Olive Press, right on the corner of Monroe Center and Ottawa. And we're right across from the Grand Rapids Art Museum. Beautiful location down here. The snow's coming down. Just a great day to do Christmas shopping, man. I am in the mood, and this is the place to do it. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What's cooking is everything balsamic right now. Shasta was showing me some of the new oils and stuff she's got here, and I just can't imagine whoever came up with all these ideas for flavor combos, but I guess they're from all over the world, so you get a little taste of the world here, don't you?
That's right. That's what we strive for.
Yeah. Well, and we're talking with Shasta and Corey, the owners here, but Jop, before we get into any more balsamics, I got a little Christmas drink here for everybody. It's called Kentucky Eggnog.
I've been waiting for you to bust
you
this one
like,
out, man. This
you,
is one of my favorites.
You like this, so I found this. I've never made this, but it takes a cup of bourbon, a cup of brandy, and a cup of dark rum, so I knew I'd like it. One vanilla bean, halved lengthwise. So, and then some nutmeg, cinnamon sticks, and chives. And basically, I'm going to put this on the internet, but you mix them all together, you scrape the seeds of the vanilla bean, and you add it all in the pot, you crack the nutmeg into pieces, and you cover it tightly, and you let it stand for a week in a cool, dark spot. And then that is the mixture you add to eggnog that you buy in the store. So,
yeah, and
really cool.
And my tip is, even though it probably tastes really good, I would not do a one-to-one mix. You want like a shot of this in like a 6 ounce glass of eggnog, because with the brandy, the bourbon, and the rum in there, it gets a little strong, but it's fabulous. This thing really adds a huge, robust flavor.
Maybe two to one.
Yeah. Well, that's after the kids have taken their nap after eating a big dinner.
Okay, for the last couple weeks, I've been wanting to tell everybody a little trick I learned with coffee. And, you know, I like making my coffee ridiculously strong anyway. Yeah, so I have one here for you. Go ahead and try that. But I save my coffee. I put it in a canister. And at the end of the day or in the afternoon, it's already cooled off, and I keep dumping out a half a carafe of coffee. And it's like I get really good Bigsby coffee, and it's expensive. And it's like, man, I'm pouring money down the drain. So I started saving it in like a 2-liter pop bottle, which is sitting on the counter over there. And I'll get it about 2/3 full. And then I added some Ovaltine malted flavor because malt, I wanted to thicken it up. I wanted to make something like that, $5.
Right.
You know, that you buy. So I put some Ovaltine, just playing around, put some Ovaltine in it to thicken it, the malt. And then I put some, just the Myers brand of French vanilla coffee creamer. My daughter keeps it in the house. And shake it up, and it makes a wonderful iced coffee in the summer. Well, I rolled it into the fall and the winter because I'm really addicted to this stuff. And now what I did is I turned it into a cocktail by also adding a little dark rum. I use Myers rum, a little vodka, and a little Kahlua, and that's what you're tasting right there. How's
yeah,
that?
I knew I had the adult version. I didn't have the breakfast version.
How's that tasting
yeah,
for you?
It's very good, actually.
Yeah.
It
You've
is
very
hosed.
Good.
Right.
So
yeah,
the bait and switch.
Ooh, right.
Yeah.
Real easy thing to do, but just a wonderful flavor. It's like $5 with a kick.
Yeah, and you know what? I just took a sip of that on the back of a brownie that has, is it blood orange?
Yeah, blood orange oil.
In it. And Shasta, break that down for us, because that's the most amazing brownie I've had in a long, long time.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you. It's a very simple recipe to do. You just substitute the oil that you would normally put into the brownie, and you're just substituting a tablespoon or two of the blood orange oil. It's super simple.
But it's that deep, rich chocolate brownie, and it's got a little twinge of orange.
It's
almost
orange
like
finish.
A Tootsie Roll.
Right.
Is what it is. But what a fabulous flavor.
Yeah.
And just such an easy thing to do. But there again, that's the versatility of these oils and these vinegars that
right.
you've got here. You get creative with them. They can just make fabulous little twinges on a normal recipe.
Yep.
Boy, get excited about a brownie.
About a brownie.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's fabulous. And you know what? There's a huge plate of them. You got to get down here, 108 Monroe Center, downtown Grand Rapids, at the Old World Olive Press, and they got enough of these brownies that you can try one. If you're anywhere in the area, pull over. We'll throw the decoy out for the meter maid.
We can run one out to you.
Yeah, right. Stop by. She'll bring you a brownie. But it's cool, man. They're very, very good brownies.
Does a fat baby fart.
Yeah.
That's right. So Christmas gifts, grilling ideas for Christmas gifts. Shasta also has some really cool maple-flavored, it's maple syrup with bourbon flavoring.
Yes.
Aged in
Burble Babos.
Bob has one of those coffees, too. No more coffee.
All right. Working well for
burble.
You. Yeah, we do. It's an awesome product that we have, and I'll tell you, as soon as we get it in, it typically blows right off the shelf. So it's aged 4 years in these barrels, bourbon barrels, and, you know, when I first thought about this product, I thought it was going to be a really strong flavor, and you do get a hint of that bourbon in it, but it's a nice, subtle flavor. It's really an adult treat.
Great gift too.
It's
not something
awesome
you're
going to
buy yourself. It's $23.95 a bottle, but
right.
you don't put this on like by the bucket on
it's
your.
It's not like Aunt Jemima.
No,
again,
no,
something great for a gift exchange. If you don't know what to get,
right,
you bring that in. They're going to fight over it.
You are.
If they have any inkling as to what it is, but you know, I'm thinking of those little six packs of the little bottles of oil and balsamics. What a wonderful gift that makes.
Yeah, those are.
You've got them wrapped up. They're very pretty. And again, it's a lot of people have never been into a shop like this.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen them, they wanted to stop, but they don't. They just don't stop. And I'm telling you, you have to do that. And maybe if you come in and get your friends or your loved ones a little six-pack teaser, they'll get it.
That's
you know,
right.
Once they taste it, they'll really get it. You know, for years I kept hearing about EVOs and, you know, ooh, this and that, and I'd be like, ah, it's a bunch of bunk to sell more expensive oil. No, it's absolutely the truth. The difference between just olive oil and a good fresh EVO like you have, night and day in taste and health benefits.
Absolutely, and that's really one of the things that we pride ourselves on is we're bringing in products. We're using both hemispheres, so you're always getting the freshest that you can. And we have stuff for the people that just want a nice mild olive oil all the way up to the person that comes in and says, I want robust.
One of them you turned us on to about 3 months ago when we were with you was a butter EVO.
Oh.
And I tell you what, I have substituted that for anything I cook with butter is now got your EVO in it. And kind of like the butter guy, I don't go talk to him anymore.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
We brought some empty milk jugs with us.
Oh, well, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. That product has been amazing for us. If you are a popcorn connoisseur and you just want to drizzle a little bit of that over top, you're getting the health benefits of oil versus the negative of butter, and the flavor is amazing.
See, for us barbecue boys, that's love oil right there.
Oh, boy. That's a whole nother show, I think. We're not there.
A whole nother show.
Right. Leave it alone, baby. Leave it alone.
I did.
Yeah. But I want to break down some of these flavors because I don't think people understand what kind of flavors there are in these oils. And just think about the possibilities that you could do. Now, some of these are very common, but others of them aren't. There's a wild mushroom and sage. I use that on pork a lot.
Sure.
It just adds a great garlic.
Yep.
You can buy garlic-infused oil here. And again, how do these oils all get their flavors?
You know what? Some of them are fused, which is where you crush the pit of the olive, and you crush the fruit of the olive, and then the fruit of the lemon or the oil or orange, rather,
right.
Right with it. Some of them are infused, where that product is added after, so the essence of whatever flavor is added after.
Very cool.
Regardless, they're all awesome.
And they can find out information about this on the oldworldolivepress.com. All the products are there, as well as you really got to get down to one of these stores because you can taste all this stuff. So it's just fantastic. But coming up next, we're going to talk with Shasta just a little bit more about some classic recipes for the holidays to use this thing. And then we're going to break down the grilling party that we had out at Schmo's.
And I want to turn everybody on to a really cool Jacquard trick.
All right, awesome. So you listen to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday. Stick with us. We'll be back.
the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.